Trump cleared over $1 billion on crypto deals, disclosure shows. President Trump earned more than $1 billion from crypto ventures over the past year, according to a new federal financial disclosure reported by the Wall Street Journal on June 30, 2026. The figure puts a hard number on what had been a loose collection of estimates, and it arrives while the same administration is deciding how the U.S. regulates digital assets. The disclosure is the source of record here. Annual financial disclosures are filed under federal ethics rules and cover income, assets, and liabilities across a filer's holdings. The journal's reading of the latest filing places the president's crypto-related income above $1 billion, making digital assets one of the largest reported earnings categories in the document. A billion-dollar line item next to the rulebook, the timing is the story. The president's crypto income is being disclosed in the same stretch that his administration and its appointees are setting the terms for exchanges, token issuers, stablecoins, and the card programs built on top of them. The Clarity Act, the main effort to split oversight of digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC, is still working through Congress with passage odds that have slipped toward a coin flip. The Supreme Court recently confirmed the president can remove the heads of both agencies at will, concentrating influence over crypto enforcement in the executive branch. Put those pieces together, and you get the conflict question in plain terms. The person who benefits from a lighter touch regime also has unusual leverage over who writes and enforces it. That is not a claim that any specific rule was bent. It is a description of the structure the disclosure now documents with a dollar figure attached. The number against a falling market, the $1 billion figure, is striking partly because of when it surfaced. As of July 1, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $58,393, down about 2.3% on the day and roughly 7% on the week, according to CoinMarketCap data. Ether sits near $1,570, and the broader fear and greed index reads 16, or extreme fear. A billion-dollar personal haul from crypto ventures reads differently when the assets underpinning the sector are bleeding and retail sentiment is at a low. The gap matters for how the disclosure gets received. Much of the president's reported crypto income comes from ventures that sell tokens and access rather than from holding a diversified book of assets that rises and falls with the market. Issuance-driven revenue can hold up even when prices fall, which is exactly why it draws scrutiny. The earnings in the market can move in opposite directions. The regulatory calendar is the real stake. For anyone spending or holding digital assets, the disclosure is less about the president's balance sheet and more about the policy pipeline it sits inside. Stablecoin rules decide who can issue the dollars that settle most crypto card transactions. SEC posture decides which tokens exchanges can list without legal risk. The pace of the Clarity Act decides how long U.S. issuers operate in a gray zone, while the EU, UK, and UAE move ahead. Senator Cynthia Lummis has argued the U.S. is already falling behind those jurisdictions on rulemaking. A president with a billion-dollar personal stake in the sector complicates that pipeline in both directions. Critics will read every favorable rule as self-dealing. Supporters will read every delay as political sabotage. Neither framing helps a card issuer or a stablecoin team trying to plan a U.S. launch, which needs predictable rules more than friendly ones. There is also a practical read for anyone building or spending in the United States. Expect the conflict narrative to become a permanent fixture of every crypto bill debate for the rest of this term. That raises the odds of drawn-out fights and recusal demands. And it lowers the odds of clean, fast legislation.